Is it still the best rivalry in sports, Jensen Lewis, the Red Sox and the Yankees? Because I think, you know, Duke UNC might have a claim. I'm sure there's other rivalries in the NFL we could get to. But when it is the Yanks and the Sox, there's still going to be bad blood. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's not the best rivalry. It's not even close. But we'll get to some actionable spots here for tonight. The pitching matchup is going to be really good. And yes, on one side, Cam Schlittler, your short shot to win American League Cy Young. He gets the ball tonight. Connelly Early, the young lefty for Boston, has actually been much better than advertised in some spots. This situation really renders us to an under and a couple of very glaring statistics in favor of that. Let's start with the Yankees, Dave. As a road favorite, they are 23-13-2 to the under. So 10 games over 500, if you will, to the under when they're a road favorite. That's the case tonight. A significant one, minus $1.54 at Circa, where they are at this point. Boston is a home underdog, almost equal to the task here. 10-5-1 under the total when they are in that situational spot. We're going to play the under 8 at minus $1.17. Shop around for your best price. I know there's a lot of 7.5s already out there. So if you have to buy up for a little bit of insurance there, just trust me, from last night, you want to do it. The total's just just crushing us by a half run yesterday in what would have been a monsterful, profitable day. Still a profitable day. But either way, let's go the under 8. Let's also take the Red Sox on the run line, Dave, and it's a very affordable price. I found them at minus $1.15, getting the 1.5 at Novig. And another way to reinforce that for you, again, the Yankees are a road favorite, but they are 500. They're 19-19 covering the run line when they're in this situational spot. Again, the Red Sox have had a pitiful season thus far, but when you see the Pinstripers come across and you see the road grays there at Fenway Park, something inside just clicks, and hopefully that's the case in this series opener there at 7:10 Eastern tonight.
I agree with you. I just like feisty Jensen when you disparage the Yankees and the Red Sox combined and say it's not the greatest rivalry, not even close. How about the A's and the Giants? That's a good rivalry out there in the Bay here, Jensen. But again, it's been a long time since I think both teams certainly would like to be relevant. I know one team could be relevant this year. The Giants, not so much. What do we make about this one here out there in the Bay?
Yeah, you got two teams that one has struggled mightily. We know the Giants have, right? So they're actually 500, winning the first couple of games of this series. They are 5-5 in their last 10, but still 13 games under 500. The Athletics, who at one point a week or so ago, Dave, were in first or had a share of first place in the American League West, they have now fallen a little bit. 7 of the last 10 they have lost, including 4 in a row. They will try and stay above 500 here in the series finale, at least on the road, sending Jeffrey Springs to the mound today. Now, Landon Roop is on the other side. Total is 8.5. Dave, I don't think we are going to have a lot of resistance on the pitching side here. So I did buy down to an alternate total. I took the over 8 for a juicy minus $1.49. So Athletics and Giants over 8 in the series finale at Oracle Park. Both these pitchers have a tendency to allow some balls to travel. And Dave, much different of the handicap there. The marine layer at night kind of keeps the ball in the ballpark. Day games there at Oracle, you tend to get a little bit more scoring. I think that's the case today. Let's spit the hook. Let's buy it down to over 8 at minus $1.49 there in the series finale between the Athletics and Giants.
I do also love how you just put in that new credo. You're like, man, I got burned on that hook the last couple of times. We're not playing with fire here. Let's buy this down to $1.49 here and play over a very smart man. Strohs and Tigers here. Boy, it looks like Detroit's getting back to solid footing here. What do you make of this matchup today?
Yeah, they kind of they stubbed their toe against the Yankees, who dropped game one of that series with Gerrit Cole on the mound, but then were able to rally to win the last two and take the series. But Detroit enters play today, 7.5 back of the White Sox and the Guardians for the top spot in the American League Central. Houston has actually turned it on here a little bit. They won the series north of the border yesterday against the Toronto Blue Jays, so they've got some momentum coming in. They will send Tatsuya Imai to the mound tonight. He's coming off his best outing of his major league career, punching out 11 Cleveland Guardians in his last start. I like the under nine here at -$1.19 for the Astros and the Tigers game one of this series. And what you're looking for here, Dave, I think the momentum for Imai continues tonight. I think you also look at Troy Melton getting the start for the Detroit Tigers. Dave, of the five starts he's had at home, four of them have gone under the total. He's been pretty good at run suppression with the much more spacious Comerica Park to work with. So I like the conditions here. It is 8.5 at a lot of places. So again, our credo, I bought up to the under nine, but still at Novig, the best price that I found, -$1.19. So again, you're getting a couple of cents relief there on some of the prediction markets. So again, shop around for the best price available wherever you are. But I think we get a little more run suppression between these two starting pitchers later on tonight.
You just mentioned the word momentum, and one of those baseball axioms, Jensen, as you well know, is momentum is only as good as your next day starting pitcher, right? But is that a real thing? Because I think people kind of casually throw that aside in baseball, say it really doesn't exist. You've been in those clubhouses. Sometimes you do get on a streak, right? And that momentum is tangible.
Oh, my. And so much in that if you get swept at home in a double dip, day-nighter, long day at the yard, usually the next day does not end up being one that goes your way. Okay, Freddie Peralta is going to get the ball for the New York Mets. Matthew Boyd coming back off the IL for the Chicago Cubs. When I saw this price on Novig at even money, I had to jump on it, just knowing that the Mets, even though we've had a fair amount of scoring yesterday, they have had no answer for Dansby Swanson. They've had no answer for the Cubs offense early, middle, and late in games. And I think some of the numbers tonight will probably lend you more to my argument. Freddie Peralta has an 8.24 ERA in four starts in June. Now, if he finds it tonight, I'll tip my cap. But in this situational spot, when the Mets are a home favorite, they're underwater a pretty decent amount. They're only 11-15 straight up. So an even money price on a team going for a four-game sweep, absolutely, all day, and a little extra icing on the cake here. Matthew Boyd comes back. I don't know if he dominates, but he certainly gives the Cubs a fighting chance. And I think the Cubs offense takes advantage of a beleaguered Freddie Peralta. Even money, money line play on the Cubs at Novig today as they go for the sweep tonight at Citi Field.
We do a little stock up, stock down here each week on this very show. And the stock really can't be a whole lot lower for the New York Metropolitans at this juncture. We mentioned the trade, David Peterson, spot starter, long guy. He's now going to be with the Cubs going forward. When you see a move like that, does that resonate in a clubhouse as well? Now, I know that Francisco Lindor is back, so that's going to be good for the Mets to get him back, putting him in the two-hole there. But that small little move, Jensen, because I think people are going to start looking at the Mets and saying, what are they going to do before the trade deadline if it stays the way it's staying? Steve Cohen is not the type of guy that you would think traditionally would sell, but you mentioned Peralta. Bo Bichette, rumors about whether he's going to opt in or out of that deal. What do you think the Mets might do with some of these bigger pieces if this losing continues?
Well, I think the team that you look at, or at least the names that you look at, certainly are the veteran guys. And, you know, is Sean Manaea a left-handed starter that people would pay an acquisition cost for? I think that could be the case. The back end of the bullpen's actually been pretty good. Devin Williams has been good. Luke Weaver has been good. Oscar Brazoban has been excellent for them. Yep. I don't want to jump the gun. I traditionally don't do this when you look at where the wild card situation is. But the Mets and the Giants and the Rockies are all nine or more games out of a playoff spot. Let's call a spade, Dave. The Mets have lost five in a row, seven of their last 10. I tell you this all the time. If you're a week out of a playoff spot at the All-Star break, let alone a week before the trade deadline, that's usually white flag territory, and I think the Mets creeping ever so closely to that line where they've got to make that ultimate decision.
Yeah, they're in the 2 weeks back category right now, as you mentioned here, nine plus. It's getting worse on a daily basis. But Lindor is back, so everything's going to be fine apparently going forward.